違うの。
In many countries around the world, surviving a war is followed by surviving the peace. From Laos, where this new documentary was filmed, to Bosnia, Kosovo, Afghanistan, Cambodia, and many other countries, local inhabitants live in daily fear of stepping on a landmine or unexploded ordnance left after a recent conflict. Surviving the Peace, filmed in Laos in May 2011, reflects a situation found in many countries. It features a young father who is blinded when a bomb left over from the Vietnam War explodes in the fire he's making at his home.
You know, I mean, the guy had most of his face deformed, and we were this close, and they allowed us in, and we're complete strangers, you know, so it really just felt like a gift. It felt like we were given a gift from these people to be allowed into their lives, you know.
At the recent screening and photo exhibit, filmmaker and cinematographer Rick Gershon says he and his partner Nathan Golan received a warm welcome in Laos. Even though, as Golan points out, the subject they were covering was a sensitive issue.
We had sensitivities to the fact that here we are in these people's homes as Americans. I mean, these were American bombs that injured people, and we never felt the slightest bit of reproach from these people.
The documentary was the idea of Patricia Loria, marketing manager for an organization called Minds Advisory Group, or MAG.
The story, it's powerful not only for Lao, but hopefully it's powerful for everyone who really cares about justice, or cares about their children, or cares about just helping others.
The United Nations estimates more than 110 million active mines are still scattered in 70 countries around the world. This means one landmine for every 52 people. MAG currently has about 3,500 people working around the world to clear and destroy leftover weapons, most of them local residents. Jennifer Lachman, the executive director of MAG America, says the organization has one main goal:
helping people to recover and get back on their feet and live safely and prosperously after conflict.
MAG has worked in more than 35 countries since it began in 1987. Its work earned it the 1997 Nobel Peace Prize. It has most recently worked in the northern Iraqi region of Kurdistan and in Libya.
Libya is an example where we launched an emergency operation. As soon as areas were safe enough for us to work there, we trained members of the National Transitional Council to work with us to destroy munitions and secure them.
This is not the first time MAG has taken the cinematic route to raise awareness about its cause. The group has also produced films about Bosnia and the Democratic Republic of Congo, and is working on two others, about Angola and Sudan. I'm Rali Raisovich, VOA News, Washington.